Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and welcome to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I love Tantra Cafe. I greet you, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I greet you in peace and oneness. Have you ever had an idea that perhaps you might share an intimate other or one of your partners or your main partner with another person? Have you ever considered it? I know these days people are considering a lot of alternatives in their relationships. Many of the people that I meet along the way of teaching Tantra share with me that they're interested in things like polyamory. They're interested in things like, will monogamy work? What do I do? All kinds of things. And I'm not so concerned about what you're calling yourself or how you're defining your relationships, but I do want to know if you've ever even considered the idea of opening up your relationship to another or perhaps sharing an intimate partner with someone else. My guest today is on the show to share about an amazing experience she had about choosing to share her partner with someone as a surprise. It just kind of rose up in her. So that's what we're going to be talking about, how that possibly could happen to you and what would happen if it happened to you. My guest today is Carrie Cannon. She is a personal success consultant. She's a radio host. She's an EFT expert, and that's emotional freedom technique, which I'll ask her about on the show. She's a Reiki master and the author of Uncovering the Divine Within. Carrie is amazing. I've been on her show, by the way. She helps people identify and release limiting thoughts and helps them reveal their life's purpose. So, Carrie, welcome to Tantra Cafe, and I want to go right to it. How something like this could happen? How could you be in a relationship and then all of a sudden feel like something more had to happen? So maybe you could tell us a little bit of the background of how this experience, it's extraordinary, how this extraordinary experience happened to you.
Hi, Laurie. First of all, thank you very much for having me on. The experience that I had, I was very good friends with a man, and I went to Denmark to go visit him, and we weren't expecting that we would, first of all, we were very, very close, and we weren't expecting that we would instantly become lovers when we saw each other again. And that's what happened. I went there, and it was just a totally amazing relationship where we felt completely free to be ourselves. And for the first week, I had him all to myself, and we had a really amazing time together. And then for the second week I was there, a bunch of other people joined us, and when one of the women who was there was in a wheelchair, and she was talking about how she wished that she could have the type of relationship where she could just, somebody would just hold her and kiss her and hug her and be that physical contact for her, because she had said that the night before she slept with somebody and she would always self-sabotage because she wanted that closeness, but she just didn't know how to have the closeness without sabotaging it. And my friend and I had been experiencing this beautiful relationship where it felt completely open and supportive of the other person. And when she was there, and there were other people there too, there were probably about a half a dozen people there, she said that she wanted this experience, and apparently he wanted to be that for her, and I wanted him to be that for her at the same time. And it was
when you say apparently, I mean, how did you even broach the subject of discussing
it? It wasn't even really discussed. It was sort of, we were in the moment, and he sort of, you know, he put his arm around her, or he sat next to her. I'm not exactly sure what started it, but it was sort of, when you're in the moment, you can sense what the moment is telling you to be. And I knew that he needed to be that for her, and I was it was very interesting because, I was feeling a great love for her too, and I wanted him to be that for her. But also at the same time, it did not take away from my relationship to him. So, for example, we still, would make love every night, and I would still kiss him when I wanted. And, nothing was taken away from what we were experiencing. But then at the same time, there was an openness and an allowing for him to be that physical contact for her as well.
Now I just want to say, I just need to insert this here that in Tantra, the part of the way that I teach Tantra there, we do a practice called Lati Han, which is I borrowed it from a group of people called Sabud, and it means following inner guidance, and people move very attuned in real physical movement, following like an inner urge or an inner impulse to move. And it sounds to me like what you're talking about, how you both sensed this, and it really wasn't a discussion at first. It just was, it seemed like the natural order of things or an organic movement. It sounds like you did Lati Han, even though you may not have known you were doing Lati Han, like it seemed like the most natural way to move.
Yes. Yes. What I noticed was that I was sort of had an expectation that I would be jealous, but I wasn't. It was almost like there were relics of past programming that I was noticing that, I thought that I should feel differently than I did, but there was no actual jealousy present or ownership or possessiveness or control, or none of that was present. It was just an openness and a willingness to experience my experience the way that I had created it, because I'm fully aware that I created that experience, and that was for my growth and for me to sort of observe and understand something about myself that perhaps I didn't know.
Now, did you have any fear? I love that you mentioned that you expected jealousy and you didn't have jealousy, but did you have any fear or trepidation when you kind of first let him go?
I don't think so. The woman was, she was in a wheelchair, but Lori, she had the most contagious laugh that I've ever experienced. And she was so open and light, that, it was like in her laugh, there was such a joy that it was almost like you couldn't, stand in the way of whatever she was creating also. It was almost like it was sort of forbidden. But an unspokenness, not like, oh my God, I shouldn't do this, but it was just like she was so open and she was so full of life and laughter that in that moment, everything was okay.
Now you're saying she was in a wheelchair. Do you have any idea what her disability was? Was she able to have full on sex with this man?
They didn't, and I'm not sure, I don't really know how I would have responded if they did have sex. But I do know that, during the weekend, she was the type of person who she would say, this is what I want. And what she wanted would just come to her. There was another man there that she said, I just want to roll around. And what they did was like, she would be laying in one direction and he would be laying, sort of perpendicular to her, and he would roll over top of her in the other direction. And it was kind of like, it was really interesting. She was a master at, instant manifestation and the law of attraction. She would state what she wanted and it would just happen for her. And it was really amazing. It was really interesting to watch. And, it was just very freeing for me too, knowing that regardless of how my lover chose to express himself or chose to be, nothing's lost. There is no love lost. And in fact, it created a deeper intimacy, it seemed, and a greater freedom for each of us to be ourselves in that moment.
And also, and her too, I'm sure she grew from it and experienced her full sensory capabilities. I mean, as much sensory capabilities as she possibly could. I mean, we don't know what she had, so we don't know exactly, yeah. But it sounds like she knew how to, like, make sure that her senses were taken care of and that she was having a lot of fun with everyone. So,
yeah.
So how generous of you to be able to allow your partner at the time to facilitate some of this with her and also have pleasure with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the time, I didn't perceive it as generosity. I just perceived it as it is what it is. So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't sort of patting myself on the back and saying, oh, I'm so generous. You know, it was more like, wow, this is really cool. What's happening here? So it was
well, beautiful. I feel it's very generous. And I feel that anytime somebody would share their partner with someone else, whether it's a long-term relationship or a short-term relationship, shorter term, like what you're saying, your relationship is actually long-term, but not so much in the, as lovers sense.
Right.
So if anytime someone would share with someone else and really not take it personally, like it made you less than or jealousy or what have you, pushed every button in your whole being, sounds like you're just very, very generous, an act of great generosity. Now I have to, of course, this begs the question that I have to know really quickly. Are you still in communication with this man?
Yes.
Okay, and are you in communication with this woman, and is he?
You know, I have reached out to her a couple times, but I'm not sure if he is. I assume he probably is. He's married now.
Uh-huh.
So his experience has changed dramatically since then.
He's in a monogamous relationship and marriage?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, yeah. So he's redefined. He's in a different definition, but you two are still friends.
And oh, yes.
And perhaps he's still in communication with this woman, or maybe, in fact, for her, it was just really a set of experiences that she wanted to experience, and it moved as it moved.
Yeah, it could have. We have many mutual friends, and I just, she's in Europe. She's in a Scandinavian country in Europe. So, our, contact is very limited. I do have her email address, and I've sent things out to her.
Okay.
I
just had to know, you know, it isn't important actually for the subject, but I just needed to know for my own personal curiosity. So anyway, it's really good to hear the description of this. And when we come back, I'm talking with Carrie Cannon today, who is a personal success consultant, and she shows people how to take complete responsibility for their lives and transform negative experiences into a platform for their greatest strength. And today we're talking about what happens when you have the urge or you get the inner guidance to share your partner with another and how that might change your life. What happens as a result of this? So please stay tuned. This is Laurie Handlers. You're listening to Tantra Cafe, and we're coming right back. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how it has changed Carrie's life to do this, how this experience affected her. Please stay tuned.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law,
make love in the unknown, and then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe.
Thanks for being with us. This is Laurie Handlers, and I'm back now on the air with Carrie Cannon, who is talking to us about what her experience of sharing a partner, sharing someone that was her lover for a time in her life, and how it was to share him with another person, another woman in this case. So, Carrie, the question is, begs, you know, how did that experience change your life? Like, what opened up for you in the sense of your awarenesses? Clearly, you're somebody who knows a little bit something about life's purpose and how energy moves and how we create things in our life on purpose to learn. So what did you learn from this experience?
Well, I guess basically I learned in my allowing for things to happen, I don't need to fear it. It's sort of a metaphor for life, actually. In allowing my partner to be with someone else in whichever way he chose to be with her at the time, sort of allows me to have the freedom of enjoying my creation even more. As far as my lovers have been concerned, the emotional attachment and need for them to show up in any specific way has certainly fallen away a great deal. In fact, I have found that when a lover tries to box me or define me, I really sort of rail against that. And I'm much more independent in my relationships. And the movement of the moment and the immediate presence of that person is much more important to me than any perceived thought that, you know, this person might be here forever. It allows me to enjoy the moment much, much more.
So are you saying that if somebody were to try to box you, as in saying, okay, I want to have a monogamous relationship with you, I only want us to be exclusive, you kind of balk at that and you go, that's not what I want?
No, it has less to do with that and more to do with, well, one person comes to mind where I encourage everybody, lovers, clients, everybody, my kids, to just be who you are and, you know, don't worry about, you know, your second grade teacher in your head and your mother and don't worry about all these other people in your head telling you who you should be. Just, you know, allow yourself to be who you are. But at the same time, I have that expectation that I am allowed to be who I am without somebody trying to define me and say, you are this, you are that. Because I'm not. I'm all of everything in every single moment. And that moment can shift on a dime. And where I might have been perhaps open and expressive one moment, I might choose to be reserved the next moment. And so when somebody tries to define me, not even, you know, monogamous versus whatever, just define me in any little way, I really I don't perceive that as being an ability to be present with me. So I kind of, I do resist that. I resist being, defined, I guess is what it would be. And that relationship showed me that.
Yeah, it's a very powerful stance to take. It's very tantric in a certain way. I mean, to just be able to be present in the moment and reconstitute yourself fresh and new in every moment rather than succumbing to somebody's labeling of you or how they perceive you and how they want you to always be. Oh, you'll always be in my heart this way. I can really hear it. Mm-hmm. Have you studied? I mean, have you delved into Tantra before or is this pretty much self-created?
Well, I have delved slightly into it, but you know, Laurie, I've always sort of yearned for, you know, a partner, not necessarily even just a sexual partner, just somebody who could understand being present with me and being in the moment. And I have manifested that to certain degrees, but most of my lovers are, I don't know why, like they're like thousands of miles away. It's like we form these deep relationships and where we'll talk hours and hours and hours, and then they're like, you know, in Europe or across the United States. But I have actually finally manifested somebody closer, who's only a couple hours away, who I perceive is the manifestation of that desire, because I've really wanted to have a partner in my life where I could have that presence much more on a constant basis.
Yes. So okay. So I mean, that's great. So you can't listen. Here's the thing. You know, as a coach who's a success coach and somebody who's helping people let go of negative emotions and live in responsibility for what they create. I mean, you know that you can have that. I mean, if you want somebody even closer, you can have that too.
Oh yeah.
It's simply then when you're present, what's going to happen? You know, what happens in that presence? And it sounds like you're kind of game for anything. I mean, yeah. That's a very empowered state, may I say.
Thank you. I think the reason that my lovers have been so far away is because I can be intense, and so therefore the people who I attract can be intense. So
right.
It's sort of a learning curve, you know. We'll start off in Europe because, you know, I can't really see them very often, and move closer. And the gentleman who I'm seeing now, is close enough that if we wanted to, you know, be together, if we chose to be together, it wouldn't be that difficult. There would be some, you know, geographic negotiating to do, but,
not an airplane. You don't have to hop a plane. Right.
We could drive. Yeah.
Well, so this is good. So there are other ramifications for this experimentation that you did. I think there are some other ramifications for other people. I'm not really sure how to tease that out, but I know that, you know, for some people, what you just described would be like a huge infidelity or a huge challenge or something. I mean, I know a lot of people who have said, yes, I'd like to like invite somebody into my bed, or I'd like, you know, a lot of people's fantasy. Some men, I mean, many men have the fantasy of being with two women. You've heard that. And
yes.
Then there's women who have the fantasy of being with two men, or just allowing opening up their relationship from time to time to allow their partner to go off and be with another, and maybe they don't want to hear any details, but they know that it might keep their relationship fresh. I think it has lots of ramifications. So mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about a little bit how one would go about coaching someone to do that. You know, how could you incorporate that like into your coaching practice, where somebody who was curious about this could get coached to encourage their partner to let go,
yeah.
to allow a little bit. You have any thoughts?
Yeah, what I always encourage my clients to be is completely true to yourself and honest. Because if it feels right to you, see, my perception of the self is slightly different than most. I perceive that the self, myself, is this moment. And I experience myself through, you know, the context of my experience. So therefore, right now in this moment, in this conversation, I am you and you are me. So we are having this conversation, and this is, you know, it's showing up as the conversation, and the conversation is us who are one in this moment. I don't know if that's running around in circles and to try and get to my point, or if that makes sense. But,
well, so far everything you said makes sense to me. There was one thing you said where my experience is the experience. So there was like, I'm not,
yeah.
The definition of experience, like,
Yeah, that it is.
You can make it a little more simple.
You are now. I am now. The self is now. What is experienced in this moment, whoever's listening to this, this moment of now is you. And what I encourage my clients and friends and my kids, to realize or to recognize is that you are the creator of the moment, and the moment was created for you by you to play with in any way you desire.
Okay.
So in being honest and open, see, we have so many attachments that, oh, how is this person going to think? What are they going to do? What's going to happen if I do what I feel like doing? How is this person going to feel? And all of that.
What's my mother going to say? What's my teacher going to say? What are the monkeys in my head going to say? Sure.
Exactly. So what I encourage people to do is to just be honest with yourself first. You know, I feel this way. I feel I want to do this. And then by being honest with your partner, that is the true self-honesty. Because if you're honest with your partner and you tell them, and you know what, they might not be accepting of it, but that's okay. Because if you're accepting of it, if you can accept yourself in the moment, then that's really the only acceptance that's needed. Because what happens is our attachments get in the way. Oh my God, what if he rejects this idea? But chances are, first of all, if you're listening to this show, you have a certain degree of awareness. And chances are, the people that are in your experience have a certain degree of awareness. And if you're courageous enough to be open and honest with your partner and say, hey, you know, I feel this way and I would like to sort of act on that. And you can ask them how they feel about that, because being in the moment and being present and being now, being this moment of now and allowing yourself to be open and honest and vulnerable and courageous, then offers the other aspect of your experience, which is that other person who you may be talking to also explore that for themselves, because we want for ourselves what we want for other people, or we want for other people what we want for ourselves, either way, hopefully. Because it's all the hopefully. Self.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Not everyone feels like that, but I think in a certain respect, you are talking about tantrics. You are talking about people with a more consciousness, I think, and people who are starting to find out that letting go of attachment really does behoove them and cause them to grow and have more, actually, have more of it all. And it's a very important point. I'm speaking today with Carrie Cannon. This is Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, and we're talking about letting go of attachment to a person or things, to any kind of way that we had to define things. We're talking about letting go of attachment and actually being in the present moment and being open and honest. When we come back, I'll be talking to Carrie more about this, like, what some of the downsides might be, if there are any downsides of being so open and honest, what's happened to her, what's happened to me about that particular state of mind, and how we can even become further unattached. So please stay tuned. This is Laurie Handlers with Tantra Cafe. Be right back.
If you're listening to Tantra Cafe, congratulations. You've reached a higher plane of consciousness in caring for yourself and caring for your significant other. Tantra can help with physical and emotional bonding to nurture your relationship. And there's another level of care that you should be considering as well. It's your family's financial well-being. I rely on DeLone Financial Services to guide me on this journey. And Jeff DeLone is my friend. He and I have worked together for years. He even helps care for my father's finances. For information about your family's financial planning, contact Jeff DeLone at 610-356-1253. That's 610-356-1253. Or you can email Jeff at jdelone@deloanefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation. Member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Are you stuck in an area of your life? For example, having challenging or negative relationships? Are you feeling unfulfilled? Perhaps you're experiencing a lack of energy or possibly even tension in your body. I feel you need to call Kate Holt. Kate Holt is a core energetics practitioner. Whether you work with Kate in a group or in a private session, you'll feel like you're coming home to yourself. You'll become more comfortable in your own skin. You'll discover your unique gifts and be supported to bring them fully into the world. You'll be empowered to create the life you want and have more pleasure and fulfillment. Don't waste another minute feeling stuck. Really. Call 856-261-4900 for a consultation or visit www.kateholt.info. That's kateholt.info.
You've tuned in to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers, the host. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. You can write to me at Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at tantracafe.com. And my guest today is Carrie Cannon. Carrie is a personal success consultant. She's also a radio host. We'll find out about her show in a little while. She's a Reiki master and author of Uncovering the Divine Within. She helps people identify and release limiting thoughts so that they can reveal their life's purpose and follow that. So, Carrie, we were talking about how, it was extraordinary what you were describing, getting unattached through being open and honest, having conversations of authenticity. And have you found any downsides to this in your own personal life? I mean, I know I have, but I want to hear what you have to say. Maybe you don't have any.
Yeah, I have found that a lot of people are not used to that. And my degree of honesty is way beyond what most people are used to. And a couple of things happen generally with me, which is, first of all, people underestimate what that is. They perceive, a lot of people might perceive it as a weakness. My willingness to be open, honest, and vulnerable. People perceive that as a weakness. And other people, because I am so clear and authentic and honest, and I'm unguarded, I'm unshielded, a lot of people see their own demons in me. So they will accuse me of whatever, dysfunctional behavior they might be displaying. And I've been going through, in fact, a tremendously difficult period here with somebody who at one point was very significant in my life and actually will be until probably for the rest of my life because we were married at one point. But the challenges are that I'm, very open and very clear. And there are issues that I perceive have not been dealt with, so everything is sort of reflected off of me, and people
you mean like
can't
as
necessarily
in,
see.
I've had that experience. Like I think you mean like as in, well, this is your problem, or if you weren't so out there, it would be easier for me to deal with you, and people project that onto you. Is that part of it?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, it's even worse than that, but. It's a lot worse than that. But yes, it's whatever the person, it's like a really deep wound. And,
right.
There's an inability to see it. And because I'm so open and I'm so clear and I'm so direct, it's perceived as, whatever the mental illness or dysfunction or, perception that is going on in the other person's mind is then projected right onto me as if that's me. And, I know that it's not mine.
Right,
and at the same
good.
Time, I can't help the other person change. You know, it's like I can just, take it and, say, well, that's not mine, but it still doesn't necessarily, give any peace of mind or, alleviate the challenge while you're going through it.
I
have to go through it.
Right. And I can just hear that as a challenge because earlier in the show you were saying about how you encourage your clients and your children mm-hmm. and yourself and anyone you come in contact with to be completely authentic, to be as open as they can, to be honest and straightforward and direct, and to have conversations for what they want. Mm-hmm. And so I imagine, yeah, I imagine in my own life, there have been people who called me crazy in my life. Probably still do, because mm-hmm. it was easier for them to deal with that crazy box than it was for mm-hmm. them to actually deal with me, who's a moving, open, open field. I'm not in a box.
Yes, I've recently been accused of practicing, like, I don't know what the words were, like voodoo or something like that, because this person is, all of their stuff is coming up and I'm reflecting it. So, you know, there's no responsibility taken for one's own stuff. And I've been called evil and vile. So it's like, well, you know.
Wow.
I know that's not me.
Yeah. Well, you do sound so much like you're living a tantric lifestyle, you know, just being present in the moment, being the witness, letting go of your attachments, being clear, letting go of the stuff that's not yours, setting a boundary, that's letting go of the things that really are not attached to you, but that you might be triggering in somebody else, and being like, okay, I get it, I'm triggering this in someone else, but it's not my stuff. It's really healthy. It's really healthy. You know, and I imagine that some people just cannot deal with that. I actually know for a fact that some people can't deal with that.
Most people cannot deal with that. And, you know, it's so refreshing, and I'm sure you find this too, Lori, to meet people like yourself and, you know, like various other people in my life who I actually can connect with and can actually talk about these things with, because it's not every day that you meet somebody who can understand, can talk at the same, can grok right. what's going on.
Grok, for everybody, is a term that came from Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein. It's a term meaning be able to really just grasp the whole thing, really get it, put it in and live it. It's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about, like, your present, present set of relationships, or present, like, where are you going? Do you think that because of that experience we talked about earlier in the show, you'd possibly be open, like more in a kind of an open relating model than you might have ever been before, in terms of the future of your relationships? Where do you think they're going, if they're going anywhere?
You know, I could be. I can't really answer that, because each person that I am with has a different sort of energy. And, if something were to come up, mm-hmm. I might, talk to my partner about it or something like that. But, you know, something might not come up. So it really depends upon the circumstance. And right now I'm not being, that's not something that's in my current reality. So, I'm not saying that I would be opposed to it. It's just, it isn't showing up right now. So that's not something that apparently I'm meant to be experiencing in this moment. However, right. I will tell you that, this person who I've started seeing, you know, I've talked to him about, wanting to explore Tantra more, and, he seems willing. So, it should be very interesting, because I really perceive that this might be something that would allow me to explore, various aspects of, just presence and being tantric. And this person is very much into being present and in the moment, and not taking things faster than, he doesn't want the attachments. And I don't mean he doesn't want to fall in love, or he doesn't want to create attachments, because he's fully aware that that's what causes his own suffering. So it seems like it's a good match. And if that were to come up, if something were to come up where another partner were to enter the picture, either for me or for him, I perceive that we would be able to discuss it in a, like, mature adults, and not freak out about it, and figure out, okay, is this an option that we want to explore in this moment, or is it something that, you know, we don't? So I can't really answer how that will affect my future relationships, because I just, that's not my present reality.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do know that I would be open if it were to present itself in a way that felt right. And that's, I guess, the key there. You know, if it feels right, and if it feels like, this, you know, what the present moment is calling to do, then chances are, yes, I would definitely explore that. But if it just seems like a teaser, something out there that, oh, hey, you could do this, and it didn't necessarily feel like the thing to do in that moment, chances are I would not.
It's very refreshing to hear you kind of process this in your own paradigm, you know, live as we're speaking about it. It's refreshing, because so many people have dogma, and they don't often know that they have dogma. They have a certain set way of being. They have a certain set way of seeing the world. I'm sure it's the majority more than the minority, have a certain set way of seeing the world, and are so not open to taking a look at what's appropriate in the moment that it's, it's delicious to talk with you about it and see how you, you know, see what you're feeling about this new liaison of yours and what could happen. And certainly I know, I personally know where you can take Tantra. Hint, hint. You know, I'd love to have you in a class together. It would be fun. And, you know, I'd love to be the one that, you know, gives you some more tantric training. The paradigm in which you're living is really already there. It's really a question of getting some technique in that's similar to stuff that you already do and different, you know, that has its own sort of body of knowledge. So thank you for that. Again, you keep coming, you don't come up with the word generosity, but I really do. I really come up with your generousness of spirit, even in discussing the difficult situation. There's a huge generosity there. There's a huge allowing. So, thank you for that. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. This is Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm talking to Carrie Cannon, who has a refreshing attitude about relating to herself and about relating to another intimately, about being in the moment and seeing what's really present, what's the appropriate thing to do. That's what we've been discussing. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit more about Carrie's work, the other things that she's up to, how she coaches people, and of course we'll hear about her own radio show. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many times on Tantra Cafe, you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now, you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lati Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now and walk free from emotional baggage.
You're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and I would love to hear from you at laurie@tantracafe.com. My guest today is Carrie Cannon, and we've been discussing an incident that happened with her a few years back when she made a choice to share her lover with another woman and, actually offer him to her, and the personal growth that took place as a result of that. And of course that's led us to the whole notion of non-attachment and being fresh and present in each moment. Carrie is a life coach, so to speak. She's a personal success consultant, and she really teaches people how to be completely responsible for their lives and transform any experience into what would produce their greatest strength. So, Carrie, tell us a little bit about your work now, because it sounds to me, hopefully it's obvious to everyone, that you're walking the talk.
Yeah, I hope so. My book is called Uncovering the Divine Within, and that is my foundational work. After I got married, my ex-husband suggested that I quit my job and do what I really wanted to do. So I figured out what that was, and I had been a student of A Course in Miracles at the time, and I came across an article called Your Special Function According to A Course in Miracles. And in that article, it said, whatever you perceive to be the reality of your own guilt, sin, or victimization is the exact polar opposite of your special function. In other words, your life purpose. And I thought about that, and I had always had body image stuff going on. Oh, and in other words, what that means is your weakness is your strength.
Undistinguished. It's undistinguished until you come, right. Until someone's points it out to you or holds up the mirror or you have
right.
Of enlightenment, sure.
In other words, your special dysfunction is your special function.
Yes,
so
right?
I thought, what is my special dysfunction? I always had body image stuff, so I thought, I'm fat. And I was like, no, that's not it. And I was like, I don't like myself. And I was like, no, that's not it. And I don't love myself. And when I had that thought, I started jumping around the living room thanking everybody who ever hurt me because I realized that they were showing me how much I didn't love myself, and they were providing me with the context to understand the content of my thinking. So then I needed to transform my thinking in order to transform my experience. So that is actually free on my website. The workbook is free on my website for anybody who's interested in downloading that.
Are you saying that people can go to your website, which is?
It's, you can go to it many different ways, but for this conversation, let's say divinewithin.com.
Okay. And they'll get a workbook which enables them to see what the weaknesses are or what they would consider the negative aspects, the negative qualities in them, and
yes.
Be able to transform those into their life purpose or their positive stuff.
Yes. They'll be able to identify what the workbook does, it was sort of downloaded to me, you know, after it happened.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is amazing. So I sort of got a download myself, and I knew the workbook would always be free. And it's not long. It's, I don't know, like 17 pages or something. So that helps people to identify, acknowledge, accept, and then release whatever they perceive to be their core patterns. And then what I've done since then is I've incorporated emotional freedom techniques. So I help people to identify those core patterns and we tap them out. And it works for, it's amazing, Lori. It works for so many things. And people just love it because it's almost like they instantly transform. But I've incorporated that, both of them.
So going back to our earlier example, let's say of jealousy. Somebody mm-hmm. can come to your workbook and knowing that they're just so jealous. They're envious. They're, mm-hmm. They have like envy, jealousy, and then they also have jealousy and possession of another person. And they mm-hmm. could, and they, through this short book of yours, could transform that?
Yeah. Yes, because what people generally identify is, what the workbook does is it helps you to get to a place of self-acceptance and self-love. And that is my life purpose, is to learn how to love, trust, and believe in myself, and then teach others.
Mm.
And from my perspective, since this is my work, I feel like it's the most important work on the planet. You know, and everybody's from everybody's perspective, we all feel like, you know, our work is the most important work on the planet, which we should. So, when people go to it and when people read my book, like if you look at my reviews on Amazon, everybody loves the book, I took pieces of the workbook and put it into the book and elaborated on it and created, more content around it.
That's amazing. But, what a great story. What a great process, how it got, you know, downloaded to you. Like, yeah, your creativity birthed this, you mm-hmm. know, amazing product. And, you know, clearly you use it in your daily mm-hmm. life and you empower others to get free.
Yeah. And that's what I live for. Basically, that's, you know, when people ask me what I, it's funny because my spiritual process and my daily process are the same thing. And it's interesting when, you know, people ask me what I do and it's like, well, I live my life. You know, my life is my work and vice versa. In every single thing that I do, it's all about letting go, learning to trust myself more and, you know, learning to love and accept myself more. That's all that my life is about. And every single interaction that I have shows me where I am in relation to myself.
Right, right. So I imagine that if other people are doing that or at least following your lead or following your coaching, if they came upon a similar situation, I mean, it all makes sense now. If somebody came upon the situation you did, which was here you are in Europe, you're with this person, you're making love, you're lovers. Another person comes in and says, you know, I really need some touch. I'm hungry for some kind of intimacy, sexuality, sensuality, whatever. They could actually go to a place inside themselves where they accept themselves, they love themselves, they feel whole and complete, and they might be able to offer generously their partner to another. I mean, it's conceivable that when people feel okay about themselves, and they feel more than that, they feel really self-contained and at peace with that, they could pretty much do anything.
Yeah, you can do absolutely anything. And it's in the process of learning to love, trust, and believe in yourself, and that you are the creator of your experience. And we're not going to create things for ourselves that are bad. And that's where the kicker comes in, because we have these ideas and perceptions that things that we're going through. Like for me, for example, right now I'm going through a tremendously challenging time. But I recognize that this challenge is pushing me to my power in ways that I never even dreamed I would have to claim it. And it creates sort of a gratitude and an appreciation for what is going on and for the people in my life who seem to be the most challenging in the moment. And whether they know it or not, there's a great love there. You know, the people who are, you know, what one could say is perceiving, you know, throwing fireballs at me and hating me and all of that, it's not really. It's challenging me to claim my power at levels that I never even knew I would have to. So in that, there's a gift.
Yeah, it's a very important lesson here that you're speaking about. It's really a very powerful tool to live by. And what if somebody like lost all their money? What if someone, I'm just thinking about someone, you know, what if somebody like lost their entire life savings and all their money and whatever? How would you coach such a person?
Well, I would ask them, first of all, you know, what, if they can drum up with them themselves why they may have created that experience. Because we know inside, Lori, why we've created experiences. And I would not tell somebody, this is why you did that. Because I'm not a psychic. You know,
right.
Somebody may be on a spiritual journey, or they may have, something may have happened in their lives where they were wanting a certain degree of freedom. And perhaps, you know, the money was sort of hindering them from that, or, you know,
right.
what people call the golden handcuffs, you know, maybe they were handcuffed to a job that they were not happy with. I would first ask them to be as honest as they can with themselves. And when things are hurting, when things seem to be hurtful to us, and we perceive that our lives are in danger, it's sometimes hard to find those answers, but we have the answers within us. And what I would do is I would coach them in asking them to be honest with themselves, and I would most likely tap with them. I would most likely use EFT with them and help them release the resistance so that they can get to their answers
really
and
great.
Find out what it's doing for them.
Great, great, great. Well, we're kind of reaching our closure here. So, Carrie, I'd like to let people know again how to get in touch with you. It's at divinewithin.com. And tell us the name of your radio show and where people can hear it so that they can also tune into you, because not only have you had me as a guest, but you've certainly had other amazing people on your show. So tell us a moment about that.
Okay. I've done, my radio stuff has been sort of all over the map. Right now I am on Aware Talk Radio, which I perceive I'll be there for a while because that's through my publisher, Inner Circle Publishing, and he has many of his authors on there. So it's Aware, it's Aware on Blog Talk Radio. So if you were to type in blogtalkradio.com/aware, and my show is called Uncovering the Divine Within, and it's at noon Eastern time on Wednesdays, so it's tomorrow. By the time this show airs, it won't be tomorrow. But it's Wednesdays at noon Eastern time, and we just have whoever, and we have a good time. And sometimes, if we don't have a guest, it's just myself and my co-host, and we just talk about what's going on in consciousness, and we have a really good relationship that way. So it always seems to be an interesting show, regardless of who we have on or what's going on. So there's that.
All right, wonderful. Anything else you want people to know? Anything else you want people to how can people can get you through your website? Can you coach people from distance?
Yes, I can. I would do an initial consultation to see if we could work well together. And then I have done the majority of my work has been distance, and I've recently been doing more groups and trying to get into corporate and organizations, because I really find that some of the work that I do in more the EFT side, but also using my this core work, really helps people release all sorts of trauma and pain and things like that, because the energy gets stuck in our bodies. What our blocks get stuck in our bodies, and it manifests as all sorts of different things, from relationship issues to physical issues. So I've been working on getting into getting more exposure sort of locally in corporations and businesses. So that seems to be where I'm going.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie, for being my guest today. It was a pleasure to have you. To talk about being able to open things up. I mean, I'm not advocating that people do that necessarily, and I don't get that you are. What I get is that when life presents us with something, which some people and we even could have seen as a lemon, we change it to lemonade and actually grow and benefit and expand as a result of it. And that's just such a tantric principle. It's so important for people to get that. So I hope people get in touch with you if they feel some limitations. So again, today, this is Laurie Handlers, and you've been listening to Tantra Cafe. My guest today has been Carrie Cannon. I would appreciate you following me on Facebook or Twitter at any time. I would also appreciate any feedback from you at Laurie@TantraCafe.com. You spell Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E. Next week, my guest will be a tantric dakini, somebody who practices tantra with individuals and gives them sexual healing and other healing sessions. So please come back and tune in to that. It'll be a very, very exciting show. And now I bid you farewell. Namaste from Tantra Cafe.